Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Dark Tower 6, Song of Susanna by Stephen King. Read by George Guidel.
Go then. There are other worlds than these. John Jake Chambers. I am a maid of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. All through the world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to show my way. Traditional. Fair is whatever God wants to do. Leif Enger. Peace like a river. Reproduction. 1999. First stanza. Beamquake. 1. How long will the magic stay? At first no one answered Roland's question, and so he asked it again, this time looking across the living room of the rectory to where Henchik of the Manny sat with Cantab, who had married one of Henchik's numerous granddaughters. The two men were holding hands, as was the Manny way. The older man had lost a granddaughter that day, but if he grieved, the emotion did not show on his stony, composed face. Next to Roland, holding no one's hand, silent and dreadfully white, sat Eddie Dean. Beside him, cross-legged on the floor, was Jake Chambers. He had pulled Oi into his lap, a thing Roland had never seen before and would not have believed the Billy Bumbler would allow. Both Eddie and Jake were splattered with blood. That on Jake's shirt belonged to his friend Benny Slightman. That on Eddie's belonged to Margaret Eisenhart, once Margaret of Redpath, the lost granddaughter of the old patriarch. Both Eddie and Jake looked as tired as Roland felt, but he was quite sure there would be no rest for them this night. Distant from town came the sounds of fireworks and singing and celebration. There was no celebration here. Benny and Margaret were dead, and Susanna was gone. Henchik, tell me, I beg, how long will the magic stay? The old man stroked his beard in a distracted fashion.
Gunslinger? Roland? I can't say. The magic of the door in that cave is beyond me, as thee must know.
Tell me what you think, based on what you do know.
Eddie raised his hands. They were dirty. There was blood under the nails, and they trembled.
Tell, Henchik, he said, speaking in a voice humble and lost that Roland had never heard before. Tell, I beg.
Rosalita, Per Callahan's woman of all work, came in with a tray. There were cups on it, and a carafe of steaming coffee. She, at least, had found time to change out of her bloody, dusty jeans and shirt and into a house dress, but her eyes were still shocked. They peered from her face like small animals from their burrows. She poured the coffee and passed the cups without speaking. Nor had she gotten all the blood, Roland saw as he took one of the cups. There was a streak of it on the back of her right hand. Margaret's or Benny's? He didn't know, or much care. The wolves had been defeated. They might or might not come again to Calabrin Sturgis. That was Ka's business. Theirs was Susanna Dean, who had disappeared in the aftermath, taking Black 13 with her. Henchik said,
"He asked of Kaven?"
"Aye, father," Roland agreed. "The persistence of magic."
Father Callahan took a cup of coffee with a nod and a distracted smile, but no word of thanks. He had spoken little since they'd come back from the cave. In his lap was a book called Salem's Lot, by a man of whom he had never heard. It purported to be a work of fiction, but he, Donald Callahan, was in it.